And that was in Turin Road, of course.
Right. Yes. Was it at their own office, their only office?
It was their only office, I think, at the time.
Right.
It had a big glass house at the side.
Right.
Because it had a rubber tree.
Really?
It went right up, a huge rubber tree. I don't know what happened to it.
Right.
I should think it was all demolished, but there was a rubber tree growing there.
Oh.
Yeah, they had smaller premises at one time, one of the units, and then they moved there.
Right.
And they had this big rubber tree, and then it was taken over by the Malaysian, so it was called Malaysian, MRPRA, Malaysian Rubber Research Producers, Rubber Producers Research Association, something like that.
And this was when, in the 40s, 50s?
When my husband started working there, it was in the late 50s.
Yes. Right. Yep.
And he travelled from London into Welwyn Garden City every day.
To work?
To work. A lot of people did that.
Really?
And they got priority in development corporation houses.
Right, okay.
And so then we got married.
Yep.
We were living in a flat in London.
Yep.
And we got a little house in Parkway just down the road.
Oh, nice.
A two-bedroom house.
Yeah.
So we got that quite quickly.
Handy.
And so the Garden City principle was, you go to work
and
you come home for lunch and then you go off again. That was at the time.
Yeah.
So everybody went home for lunch and then went off back to work.
Right. What did he do with them?
He was a research.
What was his role?
Research chemist into rubber.
Right.
The uses of rubber.
Okay. Yeah.
That was his thing. And he did some good work there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, of course, they moved to Brickenbury.
Right.
1963 or 4, something like that.
Okay.
But before that, they were at Turin Road.
Right.
What he did was a tissue equivalent rubber. So he worked with a physicist who was a good friend of his from their youth. They were both in London, and his friend Arthur Stacey was the name. He worked at the Marsden Hospital, Royal Marsden Hospital.
Okay.
And he was a physicist.
Yeah.
And unfortunately my husband didn't get his degree. So he always had a bit of a chip on his shoulder, which was a pity. But he was more interested in rugby.
Fair enough. I can understand that.
Well, there's a rugby club over there.
Of course, yes.
But of course, he played for Upper Clapton in those days. And so when he was at the North London Polytechnic, instead of studying hard, as he should have done, he was a president of the Sports Association.
Right.
And he put more of his energies into that at the time. So he actually left without getting a degree. He failed and didn't. Right. And ever since then, he had a chip on his shoulder. He tried to get a thesis done to get a PhD or something, to get a degree.
Yeah.
And this was the tissue equivalent rubber.
Oh.
So he worked it out with Arthur Stacey in a pub on the back of beer mats. And between them, they worked a long time, and they came up with this tissue equivalent rubber.
Right.
Because in those days, at the Royal Marsden Hospital, where they were giving the X-ray treatment, deep ray treatment for cancer, they had a lot of problems with burning of the skin. And they hadn't quite worked it out. It's superb now, but at that time they had problems. And Arthur was quite concerned about this. So they decided they would make a tissue equivalent rubber and cover a phantom with it. So they started with a hand.
Yeah.
So one of them gave their hand, and it was in a mould.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they covered it with this tissue-equivalent rubber and put the bones in, etc. And they did a whole skeleton. There was a big head and torso.
Yep.
And was always covered with a white cloth, you know, because it's a bit upsetting to see a black torso with black rubber. But then they could measure the dose of the rays.
Okay,
on this
and
rubber.
The impact that it would have on, or not,
yes,
on,
because
on
it would
rubber.
Have the same principles as human tissue.
Gotcha.
And so they used that. I mean, they made the torso and they put it under the X-rays, and the rays went down into where they wanted, and this thing rotated.
Right.
And that's how they did it. So they worked very hard at that.
Wow.
And he did write a paper on it, which I haven't got anymore, because when he left home, I put all his things together.
Yeah.
And that was his, after all.
He worked
on that.
Yeah.
But they did use it at the Marsden quite a long time. And then he made a latex. That was his other thing, was latex.
Right.
Used as a glue.
Right.
And also for putting under rubber flooring. They used to use it on the coaches. The coaches used to have rubber flooring. I don't know whether you remember that. Sort of mottled marble coloured, different colours,
yes,
blue and red.
Now
and
you
this,
say it.
This
yes.
latex was the glue that went underneath.
Right, okay. Yep.
So that was that. But then the latest thing he did was a a latex which you could spray, and he actually went to Malaysia and he went to the gold mines, and it was to spray the mines with this latex to prevent the dust coming out and affecting the black workers who were working there. So that was quite exciting. I think he went twice to South Africa to do this.
Yeah.
And the gold mines, of course, were very, very hot.
Yes.
So they wore waistcoats, rather like a life jacket, like a Mae West life jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was filled with ice.
To try and keep them cool.
To keep them cool. And so he went in and sprayed. That was his main work. And he worked with Dougie Barnard and his wife. I used to know them. And I think Leslie and Frieda Bateman. He was the director of British Rubber.
Right.
I think at here in Tune Road.
Okay, yeah.
I think Leslie. She was, Frieda was a night sister at the QE2. And because her husband, it was a second marriage. And her husband was the director for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all I can tell you.
That's fine, thank you very much.
They estimated the dose. This was purely for estimating the strength of the dose of the X-rays on the deep X-ray, radiotherapy. The radiotherapy to treat cancer.
Yes.
So if you had a tumour on your breast, they made a phantom of that part.
Gotcha.
And then they
tested it to find out what
on
was the
machines
right.
in the Royal Marsden.
To see what the skin would stand up with, basically.
And to see how long, what was the highest dose they could give without damaging the rubber. They did mill the crepe, rubber crepe. It came in blocks of rubber crepe.
Right.
You know, we used to have crepe, so
yes, indeed.